I miss my TV. I miss my alone time. Because usually I'm not a people person. I leave the people alone, they leave me alone. Well, I'm just going to give you my last name, Green, and we're all from Coney Island. I'd rather be home. They've evacuated us all. We're here, and I'm living with it. Other than that, I mean, I miss the TV of getting, finding out what's going on. I just want to know with the subways, when this storm is going to be over so I can go back home. I had a doctor's appointment today, which I couldn't do, but I tried to call the hospital. I got no answer. I got to wait until maybe tomorrow.
My name is Diane. I live in Seagate, and I wound up here because there was an announcement by the Seagate police of a mandatory evacuation. And I decided that better safe than sorry. Okay, and I came here for the first time, and I find it's quite comfortable, actually, quite accommodating, and fortunately, it's not crowded yet. What do I miss from home? The internet. I miss more than anything internet access. I would be on Google. I would be finding out more information about what's actually occurring at this time with the storm. And I would be checking all the information I could find on HARP to see how much they had to do with this. You never heard of HARP? Oh, HARP there. Herald Angels singing. It's a scientific community that controls weather. I'm also curious about how this storm is going to affect the election process. I brought basic toiletries, a change of clothes, a very good book, okay, that I have been investigating at home, but not really concentrating my energy on because I can't get away from Facebook. So this is my chance now, okay, to actually begin to read a fantastic book on art.
Can I get a cigarette? Thank you.
Where we live, our management said if I didn't leave, they'd have me arrested. So I said, okay, I'm going now. My name is Patricia, and I'm from Seagate also. What did I bring with me? What I'm wearing. Because we didn't have too much notification. It was like a last-minute thing, and I brought my knitting and a really junky book, which is purposely done so I could go to sleep at night because it's boring. What would I be doing? I'd be home on the phone. I'd be cooking my own meals. I would have taken a shower already. I would have had some privacy. I would have slept last night. I have really nothing substantial to complain about. Yeah, I want to go home. The volunteers are superb. They're very professional. They're very hardworking and they're very tired. You can see this. They bring their kids. It's. I'm enamored by their abilities because I'm sure they don't want to be here too. There's a lot of panicking. I think this started when we had the blizzard and the mayor kind of like fell off and the governor didn't do a whole lot. Everybody's covering tracks. And yes, we had to leave last year and I said I didn't want to go. And I lived many years in Rockaway and never left. I always had a sleepover with my son. We got flashlights, we did the monster faces. We would go down to the beach at the eye of the storm, we would come back. When you live by the ocean, you get used to it.